Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. This past Sunday, we were still in our series in Judges called Thumbtacks, and we were actually looking at the life of Samson. And one of the passages that really stood out to me in Samson's narrative, which you can find in the book of Judges, it begins in chapter 13, is in actually chapter 14. And in chapter 14, what's happening is Samson has found a woman that he wants to marry, and he tells his parents, "Get her for me, for she is right in my eyes." And the whole thing goes catastrophically wrong for Samson. And in the midst of this marriage celebration, he had killed a lion, and then later he had found some honey in the lion, and he decides, "Oh, I'm gonna make a riddle and try to win some new clothing from the people at the wedding." And so he says to them, "Hey, here's the riddle. Out of the eater came something to eat. Out of the strong came something sweet." And eventually his wife-to-be pesters him so much that he tells her the answer, and she betrays him, which will be a theme in Samson's life. And when the people at the party come back to him with the answer, they say to him, this is in Judges 14, verse 18, they say, "What is sweeter than honey? And what is stronger than a lion?" And as I was reading commentary this week to prepare for Sunday, I was struck by how that's such a powerful question, because the truth is, even though Samson had this incredible strength, if you were to ask him that riddle, what is sweeter than honey and stronger than a lion? In Samson's life, the answer to that question was his love of women. And I think you and I, as we reflect on that, realize that all of us have something in our lives that we probably wouldn't describe it that way, but when we think about it, we would say, "Yeah, there's this thing in my life, and it's sweeter than honey. It looks really good to me. It tastes, so to speak, really good to me, and it's also stronger than a lion. It has this power over me. I maybe sometimes feel like I can't even resist it." And I don't know necessarily what you would say that is for you. I think we all have different temptations in different ways, but you know, for some of us, it's romantic love, kind of like for Samson. For others of us, that thing is power. For some of us, it's money. For some of us, it's just friendships, and we're really captive to what we think other people think about us. But regardless, the great news for you and I is that God in His Word is telling us over and over that He is meant to be that for us in our lives. God is sweet enough to satisfy, and God is strong enough to save. Specifically, when we think about God being sweet enough to satisfy, so to speak, when you look in His Word, we are often invited to taste and see that the Lord is good. We are often told that God's Word, that it's sweeter than honey. And so I want to remind you today that if you have trusted God's Son, Jesus, then in His great love for you, He has made you new. And because you are new, you are His, and you are invited to come with confidence into His presence. And so I want to challenge you today to develop a habit of doing exactly that, of spending time daily in God's Word, spending time daily in prayer, gathering weekly with your church family, as we start life groups here pretty soon, gathering weekly with your life group as well. And all of this is rooted in this idea that you and I are both prone to find something that is sweeter than honey and stronger than a lion. And if that thing is not God for us, it will become an idol that destroys us. But God is this great God who is sweet enough to satisfy and strong enough to save. And He invites you and I to come with confidence into His presence as His beloved children, and to truly taste and see that the Lord is good. And so let's take a moment and let's pray, and let's ask the Lord to remind us of His incredible goodness and His power to save us and to satisfy us. And Father in heaven, we praise You and thank You for the reminder that our hearts are prone to attach themselves to these other things that aren't You, things that we find sweet and things that we find strong. But God, You are sweetest of all. God, You are strongest of all. And You invite us to taste and see that You are good. God, You tell us in Your Word that when we call upon the name of Your Son, Jesus, You adopt us as Your sons and daughters, and that we are Yours. And as Yours, we can come with confidence into Your presence and God, taste, so to speak, that You were good. And so, Father, I ask that you would draw each of us daily into your word. God, that you would draw us daily into times of prayer. And God, that you would remind us that we have the privilege of gathering publicly with our church family to, again, come with confidence into your presence. Father, we love you. Please bless our day. We pray all of this in Jesus' holy name. Amen. We want to give you a few moments now to pray on your own and, again, to come with confidence into his presence because he loves you. God bless. Well, thanks again for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope that you have an awesome day. God bless.